Doctor of Observation Kimberly Vosila, first name is Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, Kimberly, last name is Vosila, V-O-S-I-L-L-A. Kimberly Vosila, date of birth, March 5, 1973, date of birth, October 27, 2002, 2034, there is called also previous near polypectomy, referring physician, doctor, Huibu, H-U-Y, last name is Victor U. Indication skin for colon cancer, post colonoscopy, polypectomy. Descriptive of the confidence of the patient was borderline with semi-solid adherent ADH, semi-solid and some adherent ADH, ERENT, solid stool, especially in the proximal colon, some of which could not be completely washed off for suction. Because of this comma, small or flat lesions could have been missed, period, the patient tolerated the complication. Paragraph finding, two polyps each about 5 mm erythematous and that removed to the cord stent technique at 30 cm and at 60 cm from the anal verge. The polyp removed at 60 cm from the anal verge was lost and the stool could not be retrieved. Next number, borderline ball preparation is described above. Period, small non-meter marks, period, others under colonoscopy. New paragraph impression, two polyps under colonoscopy, period, number two, small non-meter marks, period. Next number three, borderline ball preparation. Therefore, small or flat lesions could have been missed. Next paragraph, plan review pathology, next number, high priority, hypertension, index, next number, recommended surveillance colonoscopy after 1 year with an extended ball preparation in view of the borderline quality of ball preparation today. Period, end of vacation.
One, two, three, four, five. I left it to you.
What's up, Mimi? She's Saturday. Look forward, yes. Just get some appetite. Get lots of appetite. Don't eat anything all day for the food. And it's going to be. I think the food is going to be good. It's Fifth Element. Have you heard of?
Yeah, yeah, that's the place. You're having it come from Lake Mary.
Wow. Yeah.
Unless there's one over here.
No, Lake Mary. In fact, before Lake Mary, they were in Jacksonville. So people used to have them catered from Jacksonville.
Wow.
So this one was more recent, Lake Mary. So we were actually lucky to get them. Before we tried to see different places, but this is definitely most authentic. So,
yeah.
A little bit of noodles, a little bit of chaat, a little bit of kind of a little bit of everything for everybody. So,
I'll be good.
It's fun. Yeah. Likewise, we'll see you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
We might be a little bit late because we have to drop off my son, but I'm assuming it's close to like 11 or.
Yeah. It's probably fireworks at 8:30-ish, but it's hopefully, because I got the fireworks and I'm still looking for a place where I can safely do it. There is open space, but there are trees and shrubs. And the fireworks, I said, they don't catch fire. There's trees and shrubs, but then it's been dry. So I don't know how much of the thing is.
We did fireworks on Diwali, and we just did it in perfect.
Yeah.
We did a
It's open air, right? Yeah. So this one is open for a while, but then there's shops and trees. It's in a backyard, right? It's not like a open park.
We went to one house and I didn't park and brewery. Yeah. It's a really big one.
When was this?
Just on the
market. Did you get permission from the city? Yeah, apparently that's the ones that don't go into the sky are illegal. But the anarchs and all those are fine.
We did the ones that
went as long as you leave before they catch you.
Well,
no, it's
funny because we had a Karen come.
Really?
So we were doing them, and this lady called the police. She
did.
I better run and pull the policeman came. We need to come out with her.
Oh, really?
And then, I don't know, we've done it as.
Yeah, those are not legal.
That's what I thought,
yeah. They actually hired a guy to come and do those.
Because this is what we did in the park.
Yeah.
I was like, can we
do that? So we called a professional to do that, and he said you have to get a permit from the city, and they don't give permits, but I can try, and it's like it jumps through the hoops. It's not something, we called him just 3-4 weeks ago. He said that takes much longer than...
Yeah, so you can see
this
is the houses are here and the houses are over here in the parking.
Yeah, I mean this is absolutely safe. We're talking of my backyard. I mean there's three.
Yeah, your back so. In our backyard we only do like roaming cats and like sparklers. But then these guys are like left me so they were doing some big.
So anyway, So we may or may not do it depending on how safe
you
feel. I didn't get those. I just got the.
Do you need some?
Okay. I mean, I have. I don't have annas, but I have the small ones that don't go up into the sky. But I don't know how far they go into the shops. So that's the thing. That's the only thing.
Because that's the worst if you have a party and then you have a fire.
Yeah. So let's see.
I don't know. I'm always nervous about this.
Yeah. Thanks. See you then.
Goodbye. Oh yeah, no Saturday.
Bye.
So funny.
Kimberly, how are you?
Good.
So you had two polyps.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the colon was clean, but towards the end it got a little bit. So this is one of the two polyps that we took off.
Okay.
It's a good thing that we came in, and you know, and at least. So this is a stool towards the end.
Okay.
That was kind of sticky, so we couldn't clean up all of it.
Okay.
But we got a decent look.
Okay.
So I think you probably bought yourself a year. Sometime next year, after a year, we'll go because of the stool. We'll do a different prep, especially because of the polyps. Because now we know that you have polyps. You may have more polyps there, but nothing big or scary.
No. Okay.
You may have smaller, tiny ones there that can definitely wait a year.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's good.
Okay? So. So 1 year for the follow-up, and if anything comes back on the biopsies, that I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Yeah?
So, you know, obviously, you know, I'll ask all these questions, but I did the cleansing.
Yes.
I hear it's the easiest one to do, but I obviously did not.
You know, you have pills as an option.
You do?
Yeah. Those are sometimes not covered by the insurance, but again, after a year, they might start covering pills.
Okay.
So, probably we'll give you pills. So, remember to ask for pills. Mm-hmm.
Is it the Duplex?
No, Duplex is pre-prep. We have... Two tabs is like the Suprep. They condense it into tablets, so they can take it. So this typically it's very expensive at this point.
Okay.
That's why we don't offer it as a first line.
Gotcha.
But after a year they might cover it. So just make sure you remember to ask for it. And there are other preps too. Clintic is easy, but some people find Suprep easier. Some people find Nulightly. It's a gallon. The Nulightly is a gallon. And intuitively you think that people would prefer a smaller prep,
right.
But some, when they come back for the repeats, or I've been seeing some patients for 15, 20 years, they like the gallon because they say it's not so concentrated, it goes easily down, they keep it in the fridge, they put flavor packs, and they make a drink out of it. So they said, I'd rather go back to the gallon than the smaller concentrated bottle that make me want to throw up. So everybody is different.
I've never taken Dulcolax before.
No, that's a very benign laxative.
Oh,
you give it for little kids to 95-year-olds, and that's
but
something.
I took that by 30. I started just feeling really.
Yeah. Maybe it was the Dulcolax that kind of set you off because you're already feeling not good before the Clintic,
right?
Right?
Exactly.
So maybe it was not the Clintic. Maybe it was the
Dulcolax. I mean, I got the Clintic down. No problem. I drank my 5.
Yeah.
Water. I didn't have any trouble with that. But within a half hour, I.
Yeah.
And then the problem was with it. I even wiggled my toe. I just
Was
total nauseous.
Yeah. Were you drinking enough fluids throughout the day? Like
prehydrated?
You were. Okay, so it's not dehydration.
I had some.
If you take the medication for her legs, maybe the combination, the rest of the
stuff. Could be,
yeah. Later, though. Like, I took that.
So we can skip the Dulcolax also next time. Just remember to skip it completely.
Okay.
And that's optional, really. So that just helps. So we can do a totally different trip.
Okay.
But anyway, you're done. So
okay,
back to normal diet and everything.
Good.
So of the two polyps, one got crushed, went in the stool. We couldn't get the tissue for the lab.
Okay.
The other one we got, we sent it to the lab.
Okay.
But I'll call you only if it's something that you need to worry about.
Okay.
It looks benign. Yeah, it looks benign. No worries.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a good call coming in. So.
I was like, oh God, I have to do this again in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do it.
And I will send a report to Dr. Wu as well.
Thank you very much.
Sure thing. Have a good one.
Take care.
Thanks. Welcome. Yes,
she wants to know what she can take. I told her Gaviscon because she sometimes doesn't work. But do you have any other, anything else she could take?
For
her stomach, her always hurting. Always nauseous. She's always nauseous.
I would do Gaviscon. That helps in a different way than everything else. But when the biopsies come back, we might have an idea of whether the bacteria came back or things like that. So
okay.
That might be more specific treatment.
Okay.
Okay?
Great, thank you.
Sure thing. Yeah. Hello, where's my polyp? You know what somebody did last time? They forgot to put their mug under the...
Oh, thing. Yeah, I was there. You breathing, remember?
Someone so ridiculously started their coffee thing and didn't put a mug underneath. And it spilled all over.
Oh, my God.
Believe what people do. This is totally clueless. Yeah.
Yeah. I think
yeah. Inventory.
I'm not good with this, it's just once a year. But we used to do that twice a year, I think. At the beginning?
Thank you. All right, Therese. That was a good one. Have one. I'll see you Monday. Yeah. Have a good weekend. Thank you. What a stupid book. Idiot book. Our book. What a stupid book. Yeah, I mean.